astonished. I'm asking if you could give me some definite word for the people who contacted me about providing accommodation for Ukrainians in my constituency, both on a commercial and non-commercial basis. One lady from Grange in Sligo pledged a room last March. She was guard the vetted in the summer, house inspected in September, asked to install smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, fire blanket. She did all that, approved. Still no word. I have somebody from Boyle in County Roscommon wants to provide on a commercial basis 14 places. 6 months ago, he applied. So the question I'm asking you this morning as an answer for these people is, who do they contact? Is it the Red Cross? Is it IPAS? Is it the Department of Children? Is it the local authority? Who do they contact?
If it's a pledge of accommodation on a non-commercial basis, it's the Red Cross. If it's on a commercial basis, it's the Department of Children or the local authority. But I have had the same experience as you have, Deputy, of people who have pledged accommodation in their own home or perhaps in a property they own on a non-commercial basis, and also people who on a commercial basis are offering properties, and they're telling me how frustrated they are that they aren't getting a level of engagement or a level of response that they should be getting. And I have the same stories too, and they're real. It does require, let's not forget, accommodated 40-something thousand people, so it's not that nothing has been done, but it is clear that there are more offers being made, and we need to take them up, and we need to intensify our efforts across government to make sure that happens.